You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Can you brew some achot Am Yisrael? We have a statement that we mentioned. Like, let's say we have Chatam V'Kala, Ken Yirvoh. So when we say the Sheva Brachot and Birkat HaMazon, we start with Shehasimcha Bim Ono. That means that they were honored to have a Simcha. Because Chatam V'Kala and Sheva Brachot, that the 7 days. So they celebrate and continue their actually extension of the chuppah. So another subject that we learned about the baby boy at the 8th day. So when we have the sauda, doesn't mention in Birkat HaMazon that shehasimcha bim ono. For Chatan Kala, we mention that hasimcha bim ono, but saudat brit we don't mention. We should not mention it. Why?
Maybe?
A baby is in a pain. Ah. So because the baby at this moment, when the mitzvah has taken place, so it's not really, you know, in a good mood. So, at the time that we have the Sodat Mitzvah, we should not mention Hasimcha Bimono. So that means that we have Ben Prat Yosef, many people, like I said, 200, 500 people that are enjoying and they're having the Sodat, that will be canceled out for little babies crying. Is that what you mean? Understand, one more time. So we have a little baby that is not in a good mood. Compared to 500 people that enjoyed the Sauda, so then, which is greater than, I'm sorry? What does that mean? Really, is that how it works? Is that how it works?
No.
Yeah? So let's say at the table that you're having your dinner, let's say, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, your wife has a headache, you don't eat? You eat more. I don't understand. You're telling me the baby is in a pain. So then we let go with our simha. But at the dinner table, if God forbid your wife is not feeling well, but still you eat, you know, okay, refuah shelema, take your Tylenol and that's it. So how come over there you say, it's not compatible? But here,
he put the baby through the pain.
Your wife, no?
No.
No, you don't put your wife in pain?
No, no.
You asked her? But that's not what she says. Well, let's say, God forbid, something happens, like for example, somebody falls down in Eretz Yisrael. So then you cancel the wedding? No.
No?
So how come you have a good answer for the baby, for the practicality? You just go on with your thing. Because one is a Divrei Torah, one is in the practicality. So when is a Divrei Torah, you can say anything you want. But now, in the practicality, you say, oh, ay, 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 ay. You see what happened? But you go dance in the wedding and then it's like nothing happened. You don't care.
You know the answer, Dada. I'm going to keep quiet and wait for your answer, Dada.
No. They're just the fact of matter. The fact of matter. Do we really care about pain of other people?
Not really.
No. No. I have to do whatever I have to do. And okay. Yeah. See what happens. What? No, I have to do my own thing. You're not going to cancel your activity because somebody is in pain. Or you're not going to stop eating because somebody has a headache.
Yeah.
What halakha?
That he cannot say.
Yes. Yes, of course, but that is the guideline for us to learn that even the baby that is in pain, you have to feel his pain. More so than other people in pain.
So why is everybody happy and everybody's dancing and is, they give us
singing? It's a pain of semaphore.
Semaphore? This is crying.
The pain is from semaphore. He's getting connected to the mitzvah by having it in his body. So it's a mitzvah semaphore.
More so, if a baby, because of the mitzvah, is in pain, we don't say we just did a mitzvah. So that means the baby's pain is for the sake of the mitzvah. So we are happy. So here you say, no, even the baby goes through the pain because of the mitzvah, you have to feel his pain. More so than other people that they go through pain because of unfortunate thing that happens. We have no sense of it. You go on with your thing.
The simcha of the bina is more than the pain of the baby.
We cancel it. That's the whole point. We cancel it. And it's the other way around. It's the other way around. A little baby cancels out all the simcha. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. So we don't mention that we have a simcha here. There's nothing mentioned. Yes, but you don't mention that this is the Simcha Bim Ono.
But we are doing the mitzvah, not Simcha. Simcha because of the baby is cancelled, but the mitzvah we did.
The Sodat mitzvah, that means the Sodat Simcha. So here, we don't mention that is the Sodat Simcha. We don't mention. Por Chatan V'Kyan, as we explained, we do mention. But for the mitzvah of the 8 day, we do not mention.
Is it because the food is connected to our guf and then the simcha is connected to the neshama?
No, it's only reason here is you have to have care about other people's pain. You cannot say, ay, oy, boy. You have to feel their pain. So that means, in the practicality, we are not permitted to have simcha when other people go through pain. It's not permitted. Why not? Because we don't care. Why not? Or you have the wedding, but not whatever that, has to be fancy and 500 people there and, all the, extra things that can be done. Like, let's say, past 2 years, in the beginning, how did you have the wedding? How many people?
Million.
Why? It's a pity that it stopped. Yeah. It stopped. And you know how much of the eye you saved? And how much of the waste you saved? All the money and all the food and all the garden desserts went to waste. So now that's one of the points that we learn from the subject of the Parashat Tazria.
What the Torah say? The Torah say if the person, if Jewish people in pain cannot have, you are not allowed to have some call, you should cancel it until later. What the Torah say?
For half an hour, we're just explaining. When we had the war with the Amalek, how did we have the war? What do we do? Rock? Why rock?
Because it was, his people wasn't in the right situation. So he feel the pain for them, he sit on the rock, not on the chair.
So you know already? So why do you ask? Gemara asks, they didn't have pillow. Why he has to sit on the rock? The Gemara answers that when Am Yisrael, they were in such a hard timing, when they were in a war, why, you want to sit on the pillow? So he joined the pain indirectly. He sat on the rock. Or it says that Yosef HaSadiq had his children before the famine. So it says in the Torah. Yom says, what is it before? Why I have to know that he had his kids after famine, before the famine? What's the difference? So it explains that when the whole world, they go through such a unpleasant thing and there is a famine. So that's it. Same thing with Noah, right? That's what the Torah says. But what difference does it make what the Torah says? What difference does it make? There are many things that the Torah says. But what difference does it make?
Some?
Yeah. What do you mean, some?
Suppose everybody do it, but not everybody is going to do it. The fact of the matter.
Why?
Ask why?
No, we ask ourselves. We don't ask. You don't need to ask anybody.
Because they say their pain is their problem, not my problem.
No, it's very simple. You don't need Rashi, because we don't care. We don't care whatsoever. We have no concern. We have no concern. Because I have to do my thing. I have to go on vacation. I have to, you know, join whatever that the occasion is. So I go. And no matter what I'm told, I explained, you know, I have to go. So now here, there's a blessing that everybody at this state that the boy, the mitzvah, was taking place. Be blessed. Keshem shenichnas labirit kach yikanetz Torah, Chupa, Masim Tovim. So what does it mean that the Keshem, the same way that the mitzvah was observed, then we hope and we bless him that in the same aspect he will observe the Torah and will get married and to do the mitzvah. Well, the point matter here is the mitzvah is commanded by creator of the world, Ribono Shel Olam. So now you'll be happy later on that the mitzvah was taking place. There's no doubt. And obviously it will be appreciated that mitzvah was taking place. But what is it, Keshem? in the same way.
So
what does it mean? The same way. Keshem. No. No, that's what he... He would, if he would be able to, because if you ask him, Hashem said, I will do mitzvah on you, he would say, yes, yeah. There are babies that were born in the spirit, they were able to speak. Yeah. And Zohar HaKadosh brings. So now here, it's an interesting point that let's say, what is the first thing that the father does when he's informed that his wife had a baby boy? What's the first thing that he's going to do? You didn't have a boy?
No.
What's the first action that he takes? How does he prepare? Mohen. Okay. What type of mohen will pick?
Average, medium, the best.
Yeah, the best type of tzaddik mohel that you can find. But why? Why you want the best?
Because he's the middleman between Hashem and the covenant that Hashem makes with the baby.
Good. And you get by, it's not a really very complicated process. No. You as a father, when you're informed that your wife has a baby boy, it's a very, simple process. And anybody can do it. Sometimes the father is helped by the moher to do the mitzvah. So what's the big deal? Why do you want the best one? Do a good job. Why to do a good job?
Because we care.
Because you care. And why do you care?
Because your baby.
Is that the reason or because Hashem said?
No, because the baby cannot talk. You gotta do.
I understand. But is it because of your selfishness or because Hashem said to do this mitzvah? Which one?
Selfishness.
Beautiful. Very nice. It's like, very nice. So now here, it's the Keshem. שנכנס לברית, כך ייכנס לתורה, לחופה מעשים טובים. So now here, the beautiful insight here is the same way when you have a baby boy, you want the best tzaddik kadosh mohel. So now when he's going to learn Torah, put him in a good suit. When he's going to get married, make sure this... This zibug that you're going to pick for your son is not gonna make your life Gan Eden the other way around. That will destroy the family 5-10 years later. Yes. And when you're going to do mitzvah, the same way you did not ask for discount for the mohen and you want the best one, when you do the mitzvah, do it the same way. So that's what it means. Keshem shenichnas laberit, that you were so concerned about the mohel, about other things, be concerned also. Yeah, pele pele. Yeah. But you ask too much help from Hashem is not healthy. You say, Be'ezdat Hashem, Be'ezdat Hashem. And you don't do nothing. Be'ezdat Hashem, Be'ezdat Hashem. Hey, leave everything for Hashem. Well, at least do something, a little bit. Be'ezdat
Hashem. This is what they teach us.
Be'ezdat Hashem. What do you do? Nothing. Yeah. So here we see unbelievable message that here, and many times, I'll come few minutes for the shiur. As long as she makes some korban sabzi is good enough, And then you see later on, 5 years later, she will make your head korban sabzi. Yeah. And you see, ay, 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 what a mistake I did. Where was my head? Where was my son's head? And you forgot. You were so careful about the mohel. And then now, it says, the bracha, he said, 20, 30, 25 years ago, you said the bracha. Keshem shenichnas berit kach yikanes the Torah v'chupam asim tovim. And you forgot. You forgot. And everything, unfortunately, became such a problematic. And that's the foundation. It's not that for a few hours and you're celebrating. This is the whole life of your child. The whole life. And yours. That how is going to affect you. And you see what the pain you go through. Why? Because you were careless. But about the mohel, you were not careless. And you ask people, which one you suggest? How is this? How is that? You know, we were so careful. Keshem she'nichnas la'birit. Hashem is akeno, v'zad Hashem yidvarach, Hashpachu give us right chokhmah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.